So we have Makas Barad, and Paro is beginning to get humbled, and then he says to Moshe Rabbeinu that please daven that the Barad should stop. The language of the Pasuk is Hatiro Hashem V'rav Miyos Kolos Okim Uvarad. What does it mean, V'rav? V'rav Miyos Kolos Okim Uvarad. How do you translate grammatically this Pasuk? How do you touch the words? So Rashi says, V'rav Dailo B'mesha Horit Kvar. It's enough. Whatever came down, that's enough. That's how Rashi learns it. The Targum says something different. Targum says, Sago kadam Hashem, davin to Hashem, v'sagi kadamohi revach. Sagi kadamohi revach means that there's more than enough relief capacity that Hashem has, that there shouldn't be any more of these sounds and of the barad. And the Rabbeinu B'chaya says, in light of this Targum, so he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya. He explains, v'rav, miyos kolos okim uvarad, v'rav lo hoshiahu. He has the much capacity to save, v'rav. He has the ability to be Moshiach. V'chein tirgim unkris, v'sagi kadamoi revacha. The language, v'rav lo hoshiah, we should be familiar with from our davening, from the second bracha Shmoneh Esrei. And really, that expression originates in a pasuk in Yeshaya, which is a haftorah of Parshas Nitzavim, the last of the Sheva de Nechemta. Pasuk reads, it's Yeshaya Samach Gimel, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the end of days when he will avenge the blood that has been spilled of Klal Yisrael, and it'll be a fight against Edom. And the image is used here of he's coming, may Edom, Chamutz Begadim Yibatzra, the image that Hashem is saving us, having taken, wreaking vengeance against the enemies. So the Pasuk says, Ani Medaber Bitzdaka Rav Lehoshia. So that's the expression. Why do I say this? Because it's something which I think many, many people who daven, both in your individual Shemoneh Esreis or if you're a chazan, don't realize. And I think most people probably say it incorrectly. The way that it should be punctuated in a sentence is Mechayim Esim Ata, comma, and then the phrase for itself, Rav Hoshia. That's really how it should be. But unfortunately, most people say it, I would say, wrong. Mechayim Esim Ata Rav Hoshia. Rav Hoshia is its own phrase, and therefore it's important to realize the origin of the phrases, and then we understand how to punctuate it, how to say the words correctly. Okay, that's one ha'ara. Okay.